بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله we know that Eid will be on Friday inshallah today again Allah has given us the chance of asking of His mercy His forgiveness today is the last roza the night before Eid that is tonight is a night also we should spend in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whoever spends the night of Eid that means the night before Eid day in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not make his heart dead, when all the other hearts will be dead. Ulama explain that this person will be in bliss, he'll be in a good condition on the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala's special mercy will envelop this person on the day of Qiyamah. So tonight is not a night we should just become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole month we spent in ibadat, we restricted ourselves from various haram, even some halal things during the day. We trained ourselves in a good manner. Now the test begins. When Shawwal starts, and then we become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the morning of Eid, Allah ta'ala sends His angels down through all the countries, all the cities where it is Eid. And they stand in the gullies or the roadside, and they make an i'lan. And they say, Ya Ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ukhruju, come out. Come out of your homes now. And proceed to the Eidgah. Ila Rabbin Kareem. To a Rabb who is generous, so forgiving. Ila Rabbin Kareem. That Allah who is so Kareem, so generous. Yu'til Jazeel. Who gives plenty. He gives plenty reward. Wa ya'fu anil azim. And Allah forgives great sins. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels, O angels, what is the reward of a person who has fulfilled his job? A worker who has completed his work, what is his reward? So the angels say, O Allah, he should be paid his full due. Whatever was his due, whatever was his salary, he should be paid that full due. So Allah ta'ala tells the angels, Ushhidukum, I make you my witness, that these bandas of mine, when I commanded them to keep roza the entire month, they keep roza. I ordered them to read Taraweeh Salah. They perform the Taraweeh Salah. Now, I make you a witness. In lieu of all this, whatever ibadah they made, I grant them two things. My ridaya, my pleasure, wa maghfirati, and my forgiveness. So a person gains Allah's pleasure and Allah Ta'ala's maghfirat. Then Allah addresses us. And Allah says, Oh my banda, saluni, now ask me, beg from me. Whatever you ask me with regards to your akhirat and your dunya, I will grant it to you. Whatever you ask with regards to your akhirat and your dunya, I grant it to you. All your sins now I will obliterate, I will wipe it off. And Allah Ta'ala says, after the Eid Salat now, Oh my banda, proceed, go back home now, to your homes, to your dwellings, in the condition that you have been forgiven, because you have made me happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. The real test will come now, after the month of Ramadan. Let it not happen, every year we make this plea to ourselves. We also require this reminder. We all become lazy. The Fajr Salah, how beautiful it is in the month of Ramadan. And on Eid, there's no place even. And immediately the next day we see one or two safs. Let us not become disloyal bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so easy. Just pay ourselves, or two or three friends get together, and we make a group that every morning, please, you ring me up, you pick me up, and we'll come to the masjid together. If just one person takes a friend like this, and you pay yourself up, you will see, inshallah, the masjid will be full. So you need somebody to remind you, especially those people who are weak and lazy like myself. So we require somebody to wake us up before salah, ring the person. We've got alarm clocks, everything. But keep a person who will come out of you, outside your house, he will hoot for you, you will have to wake up, come to the car, and after some time you'll find it become very, very easy. All our other salat, our other ibadah that we made, but the important thing is to stay away from that guna, to not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person becomes unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will lead to his destruction. He will lose dunya and akhirat. Ghaflat, we always talk about ghaflat. Just one example, and let's think of this example the entire day today. In the dunya, a person becomes ghafil. Take a simple example, perhaps we have heard this many, many times before. It is Eid morning. or some occasion and the mother is frying the samosas, the oil is very, very hot, and she's got the samosas in the pot or a frying pan, and she's very, very busy, and she's placed the samosas inside, and just now she's going to fry the samosas because the menfolk will come back from Eid Salah. And as she's busy, suddenly her friend phones her to wish her Eid Mubarak, and she's busy on the phone. When a little child goes to the kitchen, that masoom child does not know anything. And the child sees his frying pan and the handle sticking out of the pot. Child is inquisitive, just pulls that handle, and you know what happens after that. The whole pot comes over the child becomes burnt. Then the mother realizes, then she runs forward, but the entire Eid day is spoiled. Why? Because she has become ghafil of that. So like that, for akhirat also, if we become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are invited very, very easily by shaitan or nafs to all those haram places again, and we don't attach ourselves to the masjid, we don't sit in the gatherings of ulama or talim, then we will find ourselves slowly drifting away from deen, and become very, very difficult again for us to practice on deen. Our hearts will become gloomy, heavy again. We will fall into plunge into sin. And then Allah knows where best, whether we get a chance again to make tawbah and istighfar. So again, month of Ramadan, we cried before Allah. We made our firm decision, oh Allah, we are not going to go back to the sins. Let us be strong again after month of Ramadan. Assist one another. Remind one another with good kind words. Stay in good company and you see how easy it becomes. May Allah Ta'ala accept all our ibadat and give us a happy Eid and forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and help us to continue and strive very, very hard after the day of Eid also in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.